Darling, darling.
Oh. Okay, just me.
Stand By Me is exactly what you and your partner are doing with each other at the moment. You're just a united front, standing.
Well, we've bunkered down. We're in isolation together, but we've had a third in the household, which comes in the form of a little dog that we were fostering. Now, I love dogs.
So cute. You're fostering or Nat's fostering? Just for
Nat's
clarity.
Nat's fostering. Yeah. but I love dogs. But it's become a slight issue because I noticed that she speaks to the dog better than she speaks to me. And it first happened just subtly because she said, I just heard this, I heard, hey, babe. And I responded and I went, yes. And she goes, not you, the dog. And I thought that was fine if it was a once-off, but it's not. It's happening more and more.
Babe's an interesting word to call a dog. I don't think I've heard a dog referred to as babe before.
Yeah, especially when she refers to me as jerk. She doesn't. She joins us on the phone now. Hey, babe.
Hello.
No, I was talking to the dog, but hi, Nat.
I call the dog beautiful, not babe.
You called
the
dog.
And you were offended.
No, you called the dog handsome.
Oh, yeah, I just did. And Tommy got offended because I called Tommy cute and I called the dog handsome.
I want to be called handsome.
Yeah,
I want to be called handsome. And you call me cute, but then you call the dog handsome. Tell Carrie what type of dog it is.
It's a Shih Tzu. He's about 900 grams.
Yeah, and he's handsome.
I've seen a picture. Ooh. I mean, handsome's not the word I'd use to describe a dog. I'm not even sure I'd go with cute. But I do feel like this dog's had a tough time and needs a loving home, and that's all that Nat's doing, you know?
Exactly. And it's more of a reflection on Tommy that he's competing with the dog now.
No.
He's very
good with a Shih Tzu.
I've just also had a tough time and need a loving home. I've made it sound like Nat's fostered me, haven't I?
We're getting an insight into what you're like in a relationship. Are you that needy in all areas?
Nat?
I mean, not that area. I just mean generally in a relationship.
Are you saying has Nat got? Are you asking Nat if she's got a Shih Tzu and a shit boyfriend?
Yeah, I just wonder whether you require a lot of TLC, Nat.
Yeah, as
no,
if you didn't know that.
Fine.
Fine.
He's adequate.
but tell me more about the dog.
Yeah. Well, Alison has a very friendly and agreeable disposition. I think that's his main draw card. Maybe a one-up on Tommy.
Matt, we're seeing work Tommy at the moment, who's extremely frustrated in ISO. But I know that Tommy is not someone that can sit still ever. What's your, I guess, view of how he's going in ISO?
I mean, I think he's struggling a little bit. He's great. He's just discovered online shopping, so he's bought some strange things. He's got his magic kit, his tattoo kit, his I think there was a poker kit in there. He's bought a bunch of things, and he's usually just either doing one of them or his sock push-ups. Or his yoga. So if he's doing one of them, he's fine. And his virtual reality as well.
You sound like you're living in a frat house.
By myself.
Yes. Poor Nat.
But what about me? I thought when we were getting a dog, it's such a tiny dog, and we went to take it down the street, and I was embarrassed, but I thought, no, it'll be fine. Nobody will notice. The first thing that happened was just before we got to the supermarket, a lady walked past me on the phone, and she looked at me, and she goes, oh, it's Tommy Little. And then as she walked off, I heard her say to her friend, yeah. And he had the tiniest, weirdest dog.
I'm worried it's going to ruin your rep.
Yeah, well, if that hasn't, the Magic Kitten VR headset has.
Oh.
Nat,
the
thanks.
Only thing saving your reputation at the moment is Nat, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. No, she's very good.